on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're broadcasting live from Etimi and Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. I am Sherif Quadri. It's awesome to be back in here for about 3 weeks. It's been great listening to Amimo and yourself, trashing some things out. Really, really interesting to listening from, outside, Yeah, I was enjoying every bit of it from the first day to the last day. Just having fun with the kind of conversation you guys, have been having. Yeah, but we're going to continue in that tradition because that's what we do. We just make people talk. We get Nigeria talking. We drive conversation. Now, the conversation on the table this morning basically is about the rising cost of food prices. Yeah, we've talked about this before. We've had this conversation before. So we're going to continue with that because things they've not gone down. They're still up right there. In fact, Nigeria may be heading for a food crisis if we don't stem what is going on right now. Maybe we're already in a food crisis. If we don't stop what is going right now, it may even worsen the issue of insecurity. Now, let me tell you what the World Bank said. The World Bank said Nigeria may be heading for a food crisis that needs to be stemmed, or the effects will be even more than insecurity. Now, according to the World Bank report on Nigeria published in June this year, on the supply side, a combination of unfavorable weather, insecurity, and conflict is hampering stuff on the supply side, and pandemic-related shocks affecting food production is pushing food prices up and up and up. The persistent high food prices, people don't have money to even buy these foods. Households are struggling every day to put food on the table. Now, all of these things reviews an October 2021 analysis and a report published this month, some days ago. This report was published some days ago. Now, this report, published by the Unified Tool for Consensual Analysis for Acute Food and Nutrition Insecurity in the Sahel and Western African Region, jointly managed by ECOWAS and Union Monetary West Africa. Now, they are saying that 12.9 million people, that's about 8.1% of the analyzed population, require urgent assistance in this period. 12.9 million people, urgent assistance. They're also saying that they conducted some research in some 20 states and the Federal Capital Territory, the FCT, and they saw that, please listen to this, and they saw that the zones affected by food and nutrition insecurity include Abia, Adamawa, Bauchi, Benue, Borno, Cross River, Edo. Are you noting these states down? Enugu, Gombe, Jigawa, Kaduna, Kano, Katsina, Kebbi, Lagos, Niger, Plateau, Taraba, Sokoto, Yobe, Zamfara, and the FCT. These areas, they not get food. The one we then get, then they ration them. Do you sell food? Are you a food vendor? Tell me, please, because from the little research I did, I spoke with some friends, and what most of them told me was that, look, Sherif, even we that were selling food, people now collect food on credit because there's no money to pay, and they have to give because they can't keep the food. To remain in business right now, they are at risk of remaining in business. If they don't do business again, people go hungrier. out there. And those are just the few people that I spoke with. Families can afford a meal again. Over 4 million people go hungry and suffer from malnutrition in this country. Over 4 million, according to FAO. FAO is a United Nations body, Food and Agriculture Organization. And they're saying that this is because of the challenges associated with conflict. Farmers are not going to the farm anymore because of the fear of being kidnapped or being killed. There are diseases in the farms, there are pests in the farms, natural disaster, loss of biodiversity because of climate change issues, and the rest of them. Now, all of these Turenchi English language that I'm speaking right now are just the facts and figures. But what is your reality when it comes to food? How are you getting by? Because according to the Nigerian Bureau of Statistics, food prices survey for May, released in June, NBS said the price, which I think is not, the price of egg was 650 naira in June, in May rather, because the report was conducted in May but released in June. But now we all know what the price of a crate of egg is like. We all know all these figures that I'm seeing here. These are old figures because this is what we have. And we have to look at data. But this data is quite old. So we can't rely on this. No, we can't. Lagos, let me come to you. Let me talk to you. Let me hear from you. How you're getting by? How are you feeding? How are you? How is your family? How do you cope? If you're a salary earner, for instance, how are you managing your salaries? If you're a trader, if you're a business person, how is business? How much do you spend on food now? What sacrifices have you made? Have you been making? Or are you planning to even start making now to make sure that your family feed, to make sure that you eat? And to you, how are you helping others? What are you doing? Especially for people around you who you know need your help. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Cher.
Good morning to you.
I would just like to tell you about a very personal experience I had last Wednesday.
Okay.
I went to buy a pack of drinks. This, let me not mention brand name.
Okay.
I went there. I bought it, it's 12 in a pack, okay. 1,300. So on getting back to my car, I told myself, would I all the way from Lekki get to Obalinde just to buy one pack of that thing? Let me go back and buy two other packs. On getting there, the young boy I met there, I was like, okay, I'm back, my dear. I want two more packs. He looked at me and said, Ma, sorry, it's now 1,350.
Excuse me. You just left the place.
I picked a bike because I went for open day in my daughter's school. So
okay.
I left my car in her school compound and trekked to the store. So I picked up that one pack of drink with Okada to my car, and then I came back. And the boy told me it's now 1,350. In my head, I was like, is this boy trying to outsmart me? So I walked inside. Luckily, the mom was there. Then I said, good morning, madam. Please, I want to buy this. She was like, hey, Joe, Emma Vera Daradawala Arroyo, you will come and tell me now that you got a 1-3 this morning from somewhere. I said, that was exactly what happened. Then I was staring at the boy. The boy now said, yes, ma. I just sold a pack to her for 1-3 this morning. Then the woman raised alarm and said, don't you know what is going on? You want to send me back to the village? Madam, it is 1-3-50. If you want to buy, buy. If you cannot, you're free to go. I had no choice than to comply with the automatically updated price. It's that bad. Honestly, I don't know where we're going in this country. May God help all of us.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for talking to me. Thank you. I want to speak with the first-time caller, Susu. Susu is calling from Ikoto. Hi, Susu. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, please.
Surviving in Nigeria right now is a talent you have to have acquired from a certain place. I don't know. Things are really, really bad. In fact, for the average person, I work, I'm a government worker, 8 to 4. So you can imagine how difficult it is using the same salary you were earning in 2020 to still survive in Nigeria today. It's difficult. People are just barely living hand to mouth. Like, you go to the market, you take 20,000, you come back with black nylon. Nothing to show for it. Nothing. Food stuff, in fact, we know we just have to eat, so that's what we are doing. We are just working to eat. Man not die, man not rotten. That's the policy today. You can't plan. In fact, there's something I always say in my office. If you see our savings in Nigeria today, you are part of the big people. You talked about a crate of egg. Sheriff, I see the price egg 660. Now, when they even say 1,008, I can't even say, can you sell 1,750? Like, the person is already swearing for your next 10 generations.
Okay.
Are you going to talk of gari, beans, rice? There's nothing like food for poor man anymore. Because the beans we used to make shakara for is even more expensive than rice now.
How are you coping as a civil servant? I used to be a civil servant.
Because this morning I've had a conversation about Nigerians are too religious. So I don't just want to say it is God. But the truth is, somehow, it has been God. Because every day I sit down to calculate my salary, my transport fare to work, how much I spend on feeding, not to talk of Lagos rates, and you realize that we are not talking of school fees. We have not talked of where big people still travel out. People will use nice bus to cut costs. Sheriff, it is terrible. It is really terrible. I bought 4 plantain yesterday, 500 naira.
Four big ones, Abby.
Which big?
I'm just asking.
Sherry, if you eat it at a family of three, you eat it at a go. It's not even, it's like snack. Coastal biscuit, guys, will be 10 naira. Sheriff, it's now 250 naira. What will you give your child to take to school? Hollandia yogurt, that used to be 900. It's 1,000. Indomie, that used to be shakara food. It's even 3,000 naira. It used to be 800. It's 3,000 for one carton of Indomie.
Okay.
Are you even talking of pure water? You can't even get anything cheap again. So where are we headed? In short, it's as if this government is based on frustration. In short, if I don't catch you with cooking gas, I will catch you with food. If I don't catch you with food, I will catch you with fuel. What if there's nowhere to hide? Because if you say, okay, well, I don't eat cornflakes, you eat beans. If you don't eat beans, you eat yam. If you don't eat yam, you eat garlic. So from all angles, they are ready to finish us. But we are stronger than them. And we know that in 2023, in fact, I don't have my voter's card. This morning, I'm going there to go and get it.
Yes, please do.
By hook or by crook, this must get better. We cannot run away. The countries we are running today did the work, which we must try. But you see, this food matter. There's no more luxury. If you go to Chicken Republic or you have someone that takes you to Chicken Republic, because you are say, very lucky because it's luxurious life now. So even if it's fine. Puff Puff says it's no longer 10 naira.
Even Puff Puff.
God will help us.
Thank you. Thank you for talking to me. Appreciate it. I really do. Yeah. I'm going to cross to WhatsApp and take a few WhatsApp messages because first break in this hour is fast approaching. So we're going to take a few messages on WhatsApp. My WhatsApp is hanging, so I'm going to try and see if we can resuscitate it. But while we're waiting, let's take another call very quickly. Hello, good morning to you. We lost that as well. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, hello.
Good morning to you.
This is Kofi from Sule.
Welcome.
I want to talk about the houses I spent in Nigeria.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear, we can hear you.
The way things I spent in Sule is too much. You go to market before, you can use 5,000 and go to market and buy something. But now, can you even buy chickens? The way things are expensive, especially egg.
Yeah.
You can remember when we used to buy egg? 800. But now, half one crate of egg is 1.8. Please, help us and beg the government. Things are very, very hard on this side.
Yeah, I know.
And I know. Even the least thing is really expensive. They should help us and beg the government.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you to you for calling me. Appreciate your time. It's coming up at 8:24. I think we can still squeeze in one call or two.
Hello.
Good morning to
good
you.
Morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
Good morning. This is Judah Smith from Ikeja.
This is who?
Hello?
Yeah. Where you are is quite noisy, though.
It's very, very terrible what is going on in the country.
Okay.
You know, before now, I used to give my wife some money and... sometimes I'll try to help her out on Fridays to go to a nearby market in my office.
Okay.
And I find out I keep spending times three what I give her on a weekend.
Wow.
I enter market with 30,000 and I'm coming back with maybe 200 naira. Everything. And I wonder how this woman manages to, you know,
I don't know too.
The little we give them.
I don't know how they do it too.
It's really, really getting out of hand because the government really, I said this thing early this year when the herdsmen were destroying the farmland and they're, you know, fighting against the farmers.
Yeah.
I knew it's going to come to this because at the end of the day, we're not able to plant anything this year. So, what is the harvest? Where are we expecting the harvest to come from?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Basically, this is going to be more difficult than this. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for sharing your thought. He hit the nail on the head right there. Let me go to Facebook because the Facebook community, they are not resting as well. They are being quite agitated. Amechi John Emeka says, next year is not even looking good at all. Imagine when the fuel costs 340 naira per liter. It will triple the sufferings we're facing already. God help us. Amechi, thank you. Michael says, the price of foodstuff in this country today is really alarming and biting really hard on the masses. If nothing is done soonest to reduce these prices, I really don't know what will become of the society. Michael Achebe from Akeson, thank you, Michael, for your thought. Let's take maybe two more from Facebook before we go to break. Shegun Omosoya from Imota says, free oil money is our problem in Nigeria. If Nigeria does not have oil, I bet you Nigeria would have been a greater country with agriculture, produce, remove oil, and see the productivity strengths of Nigerians. Instead of oil to be a blessing to Nigeria, now it's become a curse. Saint Victor sent that in. Let's see. Abba Innocent says, Sheriff, that woman that bought plantain for 500 naira, should please show me where she gets her own from, because in my area, Aja Axis, you can't even see 500 naira plantain again. That's Abba Innocent who sent that in. Abba, thank you. Let's go to break, Lagos. We'll return and take more of your calls and your thoughts.
More talk, news, and sports after this.
This is Morning Crossfire.
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Oh yeah, somewhere the nation's number one talk station. We're broadcasting live from Etimiang here on the island. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Welcome back from that break. It's 8:39, going on 8:40 any seconds now. Thank you all for being a part of the show this morning. We're not done. Oh wait, we're not done. I'm not saying thank you because I'm going. We're not done. I just want to take a moment to appreciate your resilience, to appreciate your struggles, to say thank you for not giving up. Yeah? Because the stories, everything I've read online this morning, the messages, and yeah. Let me take this one here. Your name is Victor. Victor from Unilag says, I'm a food vendor, and for real, it's been a very challenging situation. Selling food now is not as profitable as it used to be. We are not rationing. We are just rationing what we have. How do we keep the food stuff we have and not sell? The people who want to consume them don't have money to pay, and we just have to give it out on credit. And yet, I have to pay bills. I'm a student who pays my own school fees, accommodation, and even sends some money to my kid brothers. It's so sad we are in this situation. Sometimes I just wonder, how did we get here in the first place? The other day, I went to Mile 12 to get Semo, as I needed to get many. I was told it was 1,300 naira. I was even begging them to sell it for 1,250, and I want to buy about 50 of it. But they said no, so I decided to go elsewhere. But on getting there, it was 1,400. So I decided to go back to the other woman to get it, only to get there to hear that it's now 1,400. It's just less than 20 minutes. I really don't know where we're going. Victor Falaromi from Unilag. Oof. Okay, let me bring in my guest this morning. Michael Sumbola is here. He's the president and CEO of Lagos Food Bank. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm good.
Please tell me, Michael, your business is food. You help others. You feed people. What is the situation out there?
Well, I would say that the situation is really bad. It's terrible. And if at all that anything needs to be done, I probably would be suggesting that maybe a national state of emergency be declared on food, food insecurity, hunger, malnutrition, as we speak, by the FG. Because people skip meals now. People who ordinarily would not even think of using the service of a food bank and now approaching the food bank. The situation is bad. And for me, I can relate a whole lot because I've been through this. I had challenge of food insecurity growing up as a child, and even things have not changed. Things haven't changed from now till death. We go from house to house. When we do this field work, we register families. And we hear their stories, how they have to skip meals, how they just have to go for what is available, as against just looking for what is nutritious. The kids are even the worst eats by this challenge of food insecurity, because they are very susceptible to malnutrition. And when kids don't have enough nutrition, mental development is negatively affected. And that's where we are. And this affects the economy in the long run.
It's
a terrible situation. And I know that the current administration is trying their best to make things work, but it's just, how did we get here? These are things that ought to have been envisioned, put in place. That looking at the population, the big foods, the food processing companies are having a huge challenge as well. The demand is so much and the supply is low, and that is what is driving that. Because we purchase food as well, that is what is driving the hike in food prices. And then the federal government says something like about middlemen, that the farmers are producing, but the merchants buy when the harvest is full from these farmers and then hoard and then sell at a very exorbitant price, why can't that be investigated as well? You know, we can't continue like this. You know, CBN pumps in money to farmers like
that's
from
right.
time to
that's,
time.
That's right.
And we're not seeing the impact. Things are going really high. Yield season is here. Food is still going to be more expensive. And here we are. Here we are. I don't know. It's just terrible.
I want to talk about the price of food commodities in the market. Mm-hmm. How would you describe it from a couple of months ago, let's say in June? Because I have a report here from the MBS that gave some figures that I can't even read out much of it on the air, because I know that's totally not true. But how would you describe a food price back in, say, May, June, and now?
It's apparently it's been going up. You know, in fact, beans is the most ridiculous I've seen. That the price of beans, yeah, rice, and yeah, you know, the yeah, normal staple food. But we're still buying beans as a meal, you know, from a local market, you know, to feed our beneficiaries for at least 40 something thousand a bag of beans, and now it's approaching over 70,000.
What?
Yes,
70,000.
Over 70,000 naira. You know. The last one we got was over 60,000. Like we were moving from one vendor, from one local vendor to the other, to be able, and this food come from the north, so you can see the increase, and this cuts across other food, staple food items as well, and you know, if you see what you know, the purchasing power of people are not even increasing as well. So
yeah,
what happens?
Yeah.
You know, a report ranks Nigeria as the second poorest country in the world, you know, in terms of food affordability and food security, you know, and this, of course, has just had a terrible, terrible impact on people.
Let's talk about the families that you've related with. You mentioned that you register families, you people that don't use services of food banks before are now using. So let's put that into proper context. What's the marginal increase like from people who used to use your services and those that are now using it now? How what's the increase like? Especially for this year. I know 2020 was a very bad, terrible year, but for especially this year,
we are seeing more than 70% increase now in the number of people that are now using the food bank services. And now we unfortunately we are not able to meet the needs of most of the people that are reaching out to us. Now we had to choose between the vulnerable and then start choosing between the vulnerable, the most vulnerable amongst the vulnerable.
Oh, wow.
Right. So that is now the criteria that we use to reach out to people, because you know, we can't reach everybody. There are times we have to turn people down. And when we know that, of course, they are in need, but at the same time, we just feel, no, you can still sort yourself out in a way. Let's go for the most and the most vulnerable. And, you know, we have our criteria to ascertain those who fall in that category. And we are deliberate about it. You know, we register them, we take their data, we profile them, community per community, and then we give them a date when the distribution will be made to them. And then they wait patiently to collect, and they are happy. And that brings us to why an intervention, a food bank intervention that has worked in several other climes, you know, across the world, is also very important. And you know, a safety net program like a food bank, you know, is very important to every community, because even if food prices go down drastically today, you will still find a
there
group
will still
of
be
people
some people
who will still not be able to afford it.
That's
so
right.
That's why food bank has been around for more than 60 years. You know, working. You know, in several communities in other climes.
How long have you been operating?
We started in 2015, and so far we've done more than 1.7 million people.
Oh my
across
word!
Across 138 communities, and of course we with the help of more than 12,000 volunteers.
Do you operate Lagos? just in Lagos alone?
Yeah, we've been operating in Lagos, but we work with partners, you know, partner NGOs in other parts of the country, and then we have a warehouse where we keep food and of course, we they come pick up this food and then serve. And
how do you source for funding? How do you run Lagos Food Bank?
Well, people like you and I, sincerely, we've actually not been, we've not been working with the government in terms of funding.
Okay.
But individuals, civil society have been supporting this, and the corporate body and other food processing companies as well, are the ones also who support, saying that this is actually very transparent and genuine. And I can just say it's a movement. People who one way or the other can identify with the struggle of every average Nigerian out there struggling with food insecurity. And maybe some people like myself too who have experienced some form of food insecurity are able to connect and they can relate.
Mm.
And that's why they're able to put in their token, their time, and see that the problem we are solving, it's a genuine problem that everybody can relate with.
Mm.
And people are actually still very much vulnerable out there. I say, why can't there be those who don't have the resources would offer their time, and those who have the resources sending money, and then food processing companies and some other companies to support as well.
Mm.
And that's why we've been running the Lagos Food Bank to reach vulnerable members of our society.
Let me take some few calls, and then when we come back here, we'll talk about what needs to be done to salvage the situation that we are in currently right now. Food insecurity is something that is real. A lot of people are going through. There's just so much that food banks can do. So much that food banks can do. A lot more very foundational issues still need to be tackled by all. We'll talk about that in a moment. But let me come to the telephone. 0700-993-993-993. I'm not even sure I have time. Oh, eh? Yabo. Ah, Yabo. Okay, let me talk to Yabo first. Eh? After Yabo from Ikorodu, then we'll see if we have a few more time. Yabo, hi. Morning to you.
Mr. Sheriff, we greet our guests too.
Thank you
for this program you brought. Our guests in the house, we thank you for what you are doing for vulnerable society.
Thank you.
But sir, the cost of food is not talking. We cannot talk about it, too. Mr. Sheriff. We used to go to some people selling food around us in Odongunya to beg for a poshu, the back of yam.
Yes, the one they used to do elubo.
Yo da for you, Baba. They give it to us, we that we don't have to buy free. But now these people, if our backup bag is almost full, they say if you bring 500, they buy more cotton something. That is what we are putting water for 2 days, and we will sun it, we will eat, and we have government. After this thing, that ni aye atijo we give it to goats,
yes,
animal to
eat. Yes.
That is what we are eating. You know what happened yesterday on Saturday? We are three. We call ourselves Tamansheki does mean to get something. I see some 5 kg when rich people pour inside their does mean. We are three struggling for this emu. When we shake it, you don't get cooked. Other two people say they're no fee eater. Me, I carry and go out. Ajo pulubo duam with my poshu agita. See not like this we'll get nutrition. See not like this we'll get nutrition. It's not good though, they should help us. This suffer is too much. Is this thing that their own children and their family is eating? Poshu, they are still collecting money for our hand. Because we cannot afford to buy real elubo for market. See life we are living as a human being.
I'm so sorry.
Why 2022 go be now for us? May not come to our help now. See, woman be like me hitting this kind of a thing. I scatter those bin to see food there and hit. It's not good though. Government should come to our aid. And people that can help us, they should help us. This Lagos Food Bank, I never hear them before. I hear them for the first time. And God will bless them. We will increase them as in they help people.
Thank you.
Now well done.
Thank you, Yabo. Thank you. It's quite a sad story. Sad. Michael, we have to go. But before we go, could you please give out all the information, details that people need to get across to you, those that want to support you, those that want to register to be, on your database. Just give it all out.
Okay, so support what we are doing, you can either support by volunteering. We always call out for volunteers. and then you can also donate. But just go on Google, type in Lagos Food Bank. Our website will pop up. We have a lot of information on our website. Our phone number is 0705861-7222. And then you can just also check us on Facebook at Lagos Food Bank, Instagram at Lagos Food Bank, LinkedIn at Lagos Food Bank, Twitter as well, Lagos Food Bank. Just all the information you need to reach us, just type Lagos Food Bank on Google and you get it.
Michael, thank you so much for coming. I wish we had more time, but we must go now.
Wow! I love the new Galaxy Flip. I've been thinking of getting it since it came out.
I want to buy the Galaxy A22, but I'm not sure if I've saved up enough.
The biggest sale of the year is happening in
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.